Hi, this is John. Before we begin today's podcast, I would like to invite you to visit my website, johnburney.org, where you can join my mailing list, contact me directly for private one-on-one work, access written, audio, and video teachings, and sign up for retreats, as well as find the schedule for my public gatherings. May you realize true peace and happiness. You know what I'd like to talk about a little bit is how to be here. You know? It sounds rather, basic, simple. And actually, it really is quite basic and simple, but quite profound. So, being here is not about grasping a concept. It's not about holding on to ideas. You know, we use the word teaching, but it's more a kind of guidance for how to be here. All of the teaching fundamentally is about how to be here. You may want to understand, you know, how does it work, or you may want to be reassured that it does work, you know? But it would be like getting in a car and not having driven before. And someone saying, well, just put the key in, turn the key in, put your foot on the gas, press down on the gas pedal. And you could say, well, how do I know that's going to work? You know, or what does it mean? And they'd say, well, just turn the key and put your foot on the gas pedal and see what happens. So you might want to understand how the engine works or how the motor works or the electrical connections and all those things. But basically, in order to drive the car, you have to turn the key and put your foot on the gas pedal. Doesn't matter whether you believe in it or don't believe in it or whether you think it's going to get you where you want to go. And learning or finding out how to just be here requires a kind of testing the waters out, jumping in. Now, it's true that the fundamental guidance system for knowing truly how to be here is what we call awakening to your essential nature. That's really the first step and all the steps and the last step and the ongoing one. So that could be the simplest teaching and the most comprehensive. It's just to simply be awareness, be consciousness itself. But that doesn't mean thinking or feeling or sensing. It means it's a description of our essential awakeness. So fundamentally, how to be here is to allow that to come into the foreground. And if that is not foreground, then to bring awareness to whatever is foreground, whether it's feelings or sensations, thoughts, and then to notice if there's some efforting or trying. Grasping. Trying to hold on to something. Because the fundamental teaching of being here is just being here. No grasping, no holding, no trying, no understanding, no mind, no body, no nothing. Just being. Those are not concepts. Those are descriptions of how it is when being here is happening. Now, coming to this room and being in this environment can actually bring that forth if it's not present. It can actually start to percolate little bubbles of consciousness to the surface. So while you're sitting here, notice what's happening. Notice if something is expanding or opening, or if something is pulling in and pulling away and contracting, or something is pushing away, or something is trying to pull in. Notice what's happening. Notice the movement of your awareness right now. My solar panel's cooling down. Oh, that's better. The deepest level of communication here is what we call transmission, which is a nonverbal, energetic resonance, infinite, immeasurable, can't be measured. I mean, that's the definition of infinite, immeasurable. Right? And that's why it's so scary and threatening to open up, because it really is, as you get more open, brings you to that edge of infinity. But that openness is really your nature.
And that's another description of being here, which is open, just being open, openness. And you can begin to maybe feel this connectedness, this energy, you know? And if you are, just open to that. Just give yourself to that. Really rest in awareness as awareness. And that natural movement, if you will ultimately free you. So we could just sit here, you know, and let it happen. Let that which is opening and expanding infinitely guide us to being here. Sorry, that wasn't very funny. My comedy writers are off this week. You know, you really are finding your way, you know that. Even if you don't think so or don't believe it. Because it's not in your control. This process, this amazing discovery that we're all enjoying or struggling with, is actually, it's the mysterious workings of the universe. And we're just learning how to align with it, how to become intimate with it. And it's a beautiful, amazing, and sometimes really difficult journey. But it's well worth it. Well worth it. I was saying recently, I don't know if it was last week or sometime, the journey is the destination. Because you can only be here, even if you think you can be there. There isn't any there, right? So, We don't go from point A to point B. That just isn't reality. Did you know that? Reality is right here. There's no going anywhere. It's not possible. That's a thought. And it appears that way. But reality is infinitely present. Moment to moment, you can say. It's always, every moment, completely new. And when you awaken, that's the aliveness. See? That's the spirit of your being. That's what spiritual means, is the energy, the aliveness of your... It's the aliveness that animates this human life. And it is very loving, actually. It is actually really, it's a connective force. So we learn to really align with that harmonizing big heart realm. And we find out how to be with this moment, even if it's tough. You know, we bring compassion, tenderness, kindness, all those things. And then something starts to open up and flower, maybe there's a breakdown and a release of some emotion or whatever. Exhaustion, overwhelm of some kind, you know. But to be here fully is a tremendous relief. I really invite you to dive into that, to find out, to find that sanctuary, that refuge that is always where you are, always available. Maybe not always accessible. Maybe not very accessible. Hardly ever accessible. It can be like that, you know, where you're in the tunnel and there's no light. You don't know where the hell you're going or where you are or what's going on. Right? But then you could have a little spark. And like, oh wow, there is hope. There is possibility of liberation. Because you know that. Not because somebody brainwashed you into believing it. You know it because it's your essence. It's the wisdom of your essential nature that knows that. That's what brought you here. Yeah? Our essential nature is waiting infinitely patiently for us to show up and welcome it. That's all. And let it drive the car. It knows how to do it. So. Some people come here, even on the podcast listening, and they get activated. And it's like sticking their finger in the socket or something. I get some kind of electrical or some kind of energetic input. And it can be agitating. Somebody ran out the other day and she couldn't handle the energy. I tell people, when you want to run out the door, that's a good sign. It means it's working. But you know, if you took the potato out of the oven, you know, halfway before it was done, you wouldn't want to eat it. You don't want a half-baked potato. You want one real baked, you know, with a crispy crust and a nice, moist, you know, inside. You want a nice, it's like, oh, yeah, it tastes good. You want a fully baked potato. So it's sometimes a little gnarly to be cooked. And that's why they teach the monks to sit still. It seems torturous, and it can feel torturous at times. But there is wisdom in being available to what you want to escape from. And so yogic practice and sitting and being still and learning the amazing wisdom of this human sanctuary is a great, important teaching, whether you do Qigong or Tai Chi or yoga or sitting, some kind of physical awareness training that can entrain your body to handle greater movements of energy. So as you awaken, you can integrate it and stay grounded so you don't flip out. Many people flip out because they didn't properly train their nervous system. Everybody wants, you know, one-stop shopping, awareness, that's it. But I'm doing triage on the front of spiritual catastrophe. And a lot of people get their circuits blown out with that approach. Oh, that's fine, you know, it's just like, let's mainline a little more Shakti. And we'll get high all the way. Well, guess what? You got a body that's got to handle that. You got a brain that has to handle that. So, bring awareness into the body, into the breath. Notice that your body is this amazing channel of meridians and energy. Very powerful. Very powerful. So, and it's a perfect feedback system, perfectly designed feedback system to guide you. So listen, what's calling you right now? What's saying, pay attention? What feeling, what sensation? Or are there thoughts that are distracting you from feeling? Or giving you some conclusion about what it means, about your thinking, what you're feeling? That notice if your mind is preventing you from being here. It's constantly interpreting and judging and comparing and all of that noise. Or is it supportive? Say, hey, okay, I know you're having a hard time. I know you really want to take a nap right now or shoot heroin or something. Get a prefrontal lobotomy. Whatever will work. I know you want to be enlightened already. I know you've been meditating for 40 years and you're still pissed off. That's okay, you know. Try to relax. Go buy some See's candies and have a few, you know. Or whatever. Ease up on yourself. That's the other thing. You know, I think it's really helpful to know whether you need to ease up or tighten up. I mean, some people need to focus their attention a little more because they're a little too out there in some way. And other, you know, and then and others, other people need to concentrate. And it's like, where are you in that spectrum right now? Are you a little too tight and held, or are you too spaced out? You know, where are you? Where is balance needed? So you're always looking to let there be balance. Because when you're fully balanced, when you're effortlessly here, you're not coming from or going to anywhere. You're just here. And that's an absolute, that's a place of balance and openness. No contracting, no pushing away. There's nothing going on. There's no struggling anymore. And struggling equals suffering. Any kind of struggling is suffering. Struggling means fighting with what is. That's all. Am I rambling a little too much? Oh, okay. I'm trying to see how long I can talk. Just kidding. Okay. When you bring awareness to struggling, awareness will open up. It will become present. That's how to know if it's working. You turn the key, you put your foot on the gas pedal, the engine turns on. It's working. If you turn the key and you put your gas foot on the gas pedal and nothing happens, it's not working. Like, uh-oh. You can feel in the room that it's working. So you learn to recognize what's working in terms of how you bring attention, how you bring awareness to what's happening. It's not just bringing awareness. That's the problem with a lot of the way people teach, is that it's not that you bring awareness to something, it's how you bring it to it. Because one way you can bring it to it, and it can create contraction and holding and more identification, and another way that you bring awareness to it can actually allow letting go and opening to happen. And that's what you need to be able to distinguish between. You understand what I mean? Okay. That's the guidance. That's the guidance system working. No blame, no judgment. It's not about belief. It's just seeing how it's working right now. Right? Sometimes you want to loosen up and just sort of give yourself a break. And other times you want to laser in your attention. Without interfering. That's probably enough. I think I've said enough. The room is more present right now. It's more here. Can you feel it? There's a certain intensity. So you're welcome to come up if you like. You have a question or have something. You want to sit here together? Just raise your hand and... Yeah, Josh. And then Teresa. Okay.
Good evening.
Evening.
Something, first of all, I want to say thanks. It's good to see you again.
Yeah, you're welcome. Good to see you too.
Something that's been present, not just this evening, but it's kind of a reoccurring thing, and it seems to kind of just be... Earlier when you spoke about see what's present, if there's any kind of like a contraction or what kind of energy is working inside of you, something, it's actually like coming up and out, kind of like almost like word vomit. That's why my hand shot up. And, you know a little bit about like my personal life. It's like I feel like I got to conceal and kind of repress a lot of stuff to operate in my daily life. And I'm coming to this point where it just, I kind of just wanted to come up and talk right now to kind of get something off my chest. And it just feels like all my hiding places are like my covers getting blown in all my different areas of my life where I try to maybe like control or conceal like what's really going on. it's, I just feel like whatever's going to happen is, first of all, it's going to be perfect no matter what happens. But, you know, at the same time, it's like whatever I'm going into next, or, you know, in the next couple months, you know, I can kind of feel what, like precognition stuff. It's like whatever's coming up next, I'm not really coming back from. And it's causing a lot of apprehension, not like anxiety so much, but there is like this feeling of being pushed toward a cliff, and then it like backs off, and I'm like, ah, nice, all right, no, so, you know, like relax a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then it like, it moves a little bit, and I'm like, no, 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 shit, shit, stop, stop, stop. You know, and it just, it really is moving towards something, and it just kind of creeping me out, and I kind of just wanted to talk about it.
Sure.
And, you know, go into the, cause you know, like I was sitting there, I'm like thinking, I'm like, all right, well, I'm not like really drifting off all spaced out in my head thinking about stuff. I'm not super obsessed or tripping out about any emotional thing, but there is like, there's a degree of like presence and serenity and awareness, but it, simultaneously there's like this, also this feeling that something wants to escape, or like this, like just what I'm talking about right now just wants to be expressed or, brought into like a safe space to be dissolved or whatever.
Well, just notice how that is right now, just to share what you're saying, because you're, you know, something's shifting right now actually as you're sitting here. I don't know if you can notice that.
Yeah, no, I can. It actually feels like a release, and
exactly,
it's actually, yeah, being dealt with.
Right, you're allowing yourself to, but people ultimately allow themselves to become, that's what I was talking about, infinite. And it can be, you know, that edge, that feeling of going to an edge can be scary. You know, it's like a no, and I'm not ready for that. And that's par for the course, really. That's pretty much the way it is for many people. What, you don't like it? What was that?
It's just because yeah, like right now, just talking about it is definitely, I noticed there's a complete shift in the feeling of where the energy from which it was coming from to where it was going. And then what you said, like being par for the course, I've heard that a lot, is, you know, like a lot of people talk about fear of the void, or like a contraction before.
Yeah, that's very normal. And surrender. And you know what? That's normal. And eventually, you know, you just go over that edge one way or the other, and that's it. I can feel, it's beautiful. You know, I can feel your whole field wanting to just really open. That's what you're describing. I can feel it happening right here as we're sitting here.
Yeah. And it's not something, you know, because it's like I'm pretty good with like just going into feelings or going into emotion, but actually something about like sharing it, or even in like a group setting, is helping like dissolve it. It's not something that, you know, like in meditation, the garden variety thing is just go into your kinesthetic, go into what's feeling. It's like, yeah, that's nice, but, you know, I want to express something once in a while, you know?
Yeah, well, there is a kind of expression that happens here that is very transformative, actually. It's not about indulging the story or anything like that. It really is a kind of offering the condition into the space of awareness, and that actually is transformative, which is happening right now. So it's already done. You've already made the contribution, so to speak. And, yeah, and the opening is happening. Now just be here for that and let it happen and let it integrate. See, a lot of people they're not available for the integration. That's very important. Just let it happen. Now let it happen. See, that's it. Beautiful. Beautiful. Very different than when you came up. Can you feel that? Yeah, it's awesome. Are you okay with it?
Yeah, no, that's why I came up.
Yeah. Yeah, how lovely. How great. And you know how clear you are about it.
All right. So, thank you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much. Beautiful. Teresa, did she go to the bathroom? Hi, hon. Okay. Say hi to all your friends.
Yeah.
I love you too. Hi there. Okay, hold on. This thing's wobbling. Okay. Hi.
Hi. This thing that happens to me a lot is happening right now, so okay. I thought it would be a good opportunity to sure. see if I could, I don't know.
Be with it here?
Be with it here.
Okay, well, you mean the movements?
What's yeah. that?
You look
you
good.
Noticed.
You look good.
Yeah, it's very challenging tonight.
Yeah,
there's
a lot
just
of
a lot of, oh, it's mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah, okay. It's hard, you know, when you get that kind of intense energy stuff, physically,
yeah.
you know, causing movements and so forth. Just let it happen. It might help to do some breathing, you know, just to help clear some of the channels as it's happening. Because that's what's happening, is trying to clear channels, right?
You know, I mean, it happens in different ways,
uh-huh.
And it's so much at night that I'm taking these pills because you know just so I can sleep.
Okay.
And that is what's happening now, which doesn't usually happen when I'm sitting.
Okay.
So.
Well. How do you feel about it?
Well, I feel kind of.
Yeah. Exasperated.
It's tiresome.
Like, I don't want this, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Understandable.
I feel a resistance towards it.
Okay, can you just be aware of that?
Yes. I was the one who wanted to run out of here, at least one of them.
This couple got out, I think. Mark locked the outside door so they can't really get out, but that's okay. They're scrawling. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Well, yeah, take a deep breath like that and release the exhale. It's a good thing to do. It's good, yeah. Everyone can do that if they want. Helps move some of the energy. There's a lot of energy that builds up in here. We should have an energy meter, you know, we can see it. Uh-oh, it's in the red zone. Oh. Run around the block. Come on back. There you go. Oh, that's better. Feel a difference?
Mm. Amateur hour.
Oh. Okay. The only thing to notice is if there's any resistance to it. The aversion to it. The physical, any kind of physical, like, feeling repellent about it. Just notice anything like that. Okay?
Yeah.
And let's keep your eyes here with me. That's it. That's better. And be aware of your breath down below your navel, about 2 inches down your hara, tantien, okay? Let the breath breathe there. That's better. That's better. Can you feel how that changes things? Did you notice? You're a little more grounded.
Mm-hmm.
And feel the energy going through your feet into the ground. That's it.
Mm.
Hands on your legs, just feel that. Can you stop it? Or is it, I know it's involuntary, but have you ever tried to not let it happen? Just keep your eyes up and look at me.
So, okay.
I know, it's a bit of a challenge. Just try. Just for a minute, just see what happens. Don't let it happen.
Okay, try not to let it happen.
Don't let it happen.
Don't let it happen.
Yeah. Okay. That's better. Ooh. Very interesting. I don't usually say to stop something, but this, in this case, it's very interesting to try that sometimes with this sort of thing. Yeah. Something that wants to open up in this area, the whole throat and the heart area, and the movement is actually preventing you from getting in there. So this is hard. This is a bit difficult to work with this, but you can. You can. You should be sitting at home.
I've been automatically going right here recently.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah, good.
Oh. Oh.
You can't push this. This will open when it's ready, but that's what I'm sensing and seeing. That's it, right there. Feel that?
Yep.
Right on. Good. That's it. That's it. That's it. Okay. Is that helpful?
Yeah.
Your eyes look completely different now.
Yeah.
So much more open.
Yeah. Thanks.
You're welcome. You're so welcome. This is a very specific and, you know, feedback for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Sure. Absolutely. Yeah, come on up. Keep working with that when you're over there and see if you can do that, okay? And just pick and use the energy in the room and here, excuse me, to continue that, okay? Okay, good. Hi.
Hi. John Burney.
Yes.
I've
here.
Also,
not insane. Oh.
I've also been shaking. Can you tell me what's going on?
Shake and bake.
Like, before it used to be when I cried, but now it's when I laugh also.
Like, okay. How long has this been going on?
Months.
A month?
Months.
Months.
Since August.
Yeah, it's making me sweat, actually.
Don't make me laugh.
What did you say? I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you. What did you say?
Don't make me laugh.
Oh, so why? Oh. Oh. Okay. So. You're tuning in right now. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. There's a little bit of sadness wants to move, too. You feel that? It's up in here somewhere. Much more present. That's good. Very good. Oof. Different now, huh? It's like your body's trying to keep you from being infinite. It can't do that. It's not going to work, see? You have to be infinite. Okay, just let it stop. That's it. Let it stop. That's it. Oh, good. And notice the expansion now, or notice the openness. Just be that openness, be that vastness, right? That's it. Be the vastness. Yeah? Yeah, just be this vastness. That's it. There is no other way. Great. See, you're so open. Wow. Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful. This is it. See? See, it's working. All by itself. You're letting it. Mm-hmm.
Hmm. It's that easy.
Lovely. Lovely. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. So welcome. Yeah. Yeah, please, come on up. Hi.
This is a tricky one because I'm not quite sure where to start.
That's okay. Just, you know, take your time. Say whatever you want. You know, it'll happen. Okay. Yeah.
So,
bring the mic a little closer. I might have trouble hearing you.
Yeah, okay.
That's good. Yeah, thanks.
So I feel a lot of emotions coming up today.
Mm-hmm.
Today being my next round around the sun, my birthday.
Mm.
So it seems like it brings up kind of a bittersweet quality to it.
Mm-hmm.
That has a kind of grief.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard for me to let myself feel that.
I understand. Well, let's just feel it together then. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. I can feel it. That's it. Beautiful. So you're just allowing it to move now. And your field's opening. That's good. Feelings are meant to move. They're just energies that need to move, that's all. We turn them into meaning and then we stop the energy from moving. That's the problem with trying to understand them. You can actually interfere with them. Not always, but can. Right? But see, now it's just the river's flowing. And you feel yourself opening?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? That's all.
Yeah.
This is birth. Mm-hmm. See, every day is, every moment is our birth moment. That's what awakening is, actually.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Beautiful. Wow. Nice. How you doing?
as it goes through, I feel all these type of judgments that I have about.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was talking about. I mean, you didn't say it, but it was, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not true.
Hmm.
This is the only truth. The realm of not knowing, of open-heartedness and availability. That's it. See how your spirit, your being is just opening right up? That's proof.
I'm starting to feel like I'm starting to see how they're just kind of stories that you're using to collate a bunch of ideas together.
That's right.
That don't.
The mind wants to make meaning of things. It's just what it does. That's its thing.
Yeah.
It's a storytelling, explanatory functioning. You know, I mean, that's part of what it does. It does a lot of things. It can also channel, you know, a kind of the creative force, too, in an amazing way. So it can be used for good. It's not just something that needs to be, you know, trashed.
Mm-hmm.
No, my mind used to be a torture chamber a long time ago.
Yeah, me too.
Now it's, you know, my buddy.
Yeah?
Yeah. We get along great.
That's encouraging.
Oh yeah, if you knew me a long time ago, you would know there is hope.
I'm starting to think maybe it's like a dog, you know, that says, "What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do?" You like send it off, throw the bone, could come back or something.
As you become more aligned with this, the mind is going to be less seductive. Mm. You know, it may still ramble on and say whatever, and you'll go, well, whatever, okay. You want to believe that? That's okay. But that's not the only perspective.
Yeah.
Why we think our thoughts are the only perspective is, that's probably is insanity.
I still feel this tightness. Okay. I still feel a kind of tightness. I'm not sure what that's about.
Yeah, it's just feel it.
Okay.
Yeah, see, that made a difference right there. It's calling you. That's what I was saying earlier. Just notice, okay, there's tightness. Give that, just bring it. It's the body is communicating with us all the time. Because you know this openness and this movement of openness, that will guide you. So you're really quite able to be aware.
I think it's letting the different levels know it's okay to let go.
That's exactly right. And as you become more established in awareness, letting go naturally goes to deeper and deeper levels.
Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Okay, so we have a little bit of time now to just be here. If you're somewhere else, allow yourself to be there. Enjoy yourself out there. And please try to find out how to be nice to yourself. I know for some of us that's not an easy task, but it's worth finding out how. Because that's what we need. Tender, loving care, TLC. That's what we need. See if you can discover as much as possible that you're here. And maybe notice how often you're not. You're already trying to get to point B, right? Or be done or something like that. And just feel that. Whatever that is. Just notice that sense of not being here. And find out how to come back. And keep returning back. I look forward to seeing you soon. Hopefully the weekend, if you're able to come. And in the meantime, take awesome care of yourself with lots of TLC and happy trails.